This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The following is a live copyrighted presentation. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time now for RadioLawTalk.com with your host, Frederick Penny, attorney at law. And now, RadioLawTalk.com.
Welcome to Hour 3. Don't you just love our intro? I remember when we first started Radio Law Talk back about a year and a half ago. We really had to pick a good intro, and we actually bought the music, just copyright issues. We had to buy that music, but what a wonderful opportunity.
Was it written by Led Zeppelin?
No, not that I know of.
It was by a little band called Spirit. Don't worry.
My producer gave it to us.
So those of you who didn't listen to Hour 1 and 2, we've had a lot of fun. If you want to go back, you can go to www.radiolawtalk.com. You can listen to our podcasts. They're usually up by Monday. Call us at 855-LAW-RADIO or tweet us at Radio Law Talk or do the hashtag case or no case if you want to comment on case or no case. It'll be coming up this hour. But we've had a lot of fun the first 2 hours, and I just wish more people would listen to us because – and we do have a lot of listeners, and thank you for those listeners. But we – it's our fault. We need to start getting more affiliates on board, and they are coming on. They're just slowly popping on, and I just feel that it's going to just run. Again, we have a number of areas that are going to pick us up. They say they're picking us up. It's in the works. And they just say, oh, another month. We're a month away. So
you know what we should do?
It's just killing me.
You know what we should do? Because this is going to take off. But my suggestion would be if we created a T-shirt that said Radio Law Talk for all of our dedicated listeners right now, something that they could get that says Radio Law Talk, I was there in the beginning.
Like a first adapter t-shirt.
Yeah.
Yes,
yeah.
Like I was there in the beginning. Like Radio Law Talk, Amargosa Valley. You know,
there
something
you
like that. And
yeah.
and they would be able to wear that with cred when in a year from now we are up at the 9 to 12 slot up against the big guys and stuff. And they're able to say, back in my day, I was there.
What do you call those people that join at the
Bandwagon.
Those who are the bandwagon joiners.
Pile on, the bandwagon's getting full.
Yeah, it's got to be probably Joseph. Well, I'll probably have to put him on as one of them.
I think so.
He's one of our good callers. And also, who's the guy that called for Amargosa Valley? What was his name again?
Bill.
That's right, Bill from Amargosa. He was one of our first callers.
And did he get a T-shirt and the mug?
Yes, he got a T-shirt and a mug.
We got to give Chris some cred, even though he's the drummer in my band, but he's been calling to harass me.
Actually, the caller.
But who got the first caller?
You did.
I did.
You know what? We've got a lot of good callers. Yeah. We have people that call in. It's interesting how it keeps increasing and increasing.
Yeah, some good calls today, too.
Yeah, good calls.
Good.
Yeah. But
thank you.
So third hour, what we're going to do is we're going to do a case or no case. We've got to bring up the Bill Cosby. We're going to talk about him first. And then we're going to talk briefly about Kavanaugh. There's so much going on, but it's just been – but the minutiae, there's just so much of it all week that it's like – oh, do we have to talk about it on Saturday? Give our listeners a break, you know. But we'll have to bring it up. Then the $31 million botched circumcision. Todd's going to talk in detail about that.
Why is that getting thrown over to me?
Surgeon fits.
It's not a shoe. So the Moyle had a buckshot infection in his elbow. I don't know. What the heck? It's not my fault.
So Todd's going to get into that. We're going to make him talk about Denise and I are like, yeah, we're going to let him talk about that one. And then if you want to call us again, 855-LAW-RADIO. And the most important thing I've got to say this third hour is Salt Lake City Airport, call my grandson and send his $100 back to him.
They better not keep it. I sense a little legal action here, Fred.
I'm not. I want Salt Lake. I'm going to, you know what? This is going to be a beginning of a segment. We're going to go nationwide, and all the Salt Lake City Airport keeps thinking, what is this $100 thing about this little kid that keeps coming across and hammering on Salt Lake City Airport?
You're going to calls, hey, I lost a $100 bill in the airport. Did you guys find
it? But they're going to have to say where it was.
It was all wrinkled up.
I want to tell you exactly. They're going to have to know exactly where it was because we knew where it was.
Now, there was a TV staple back in the day when I was doing television news that was called the Great Honesty Test.
Yeah.
And so if local reporters were bored and couldn't find real news, they would set like a wallet out on the street or they'd put money out on the street and just kind of track people and see how, you know, how they would handle that. And John Quinones from ABC made it a franchise, so he does it on 2020 quite frequently now. But it's just an honesty test to see what people would do with it.
Yeah. What do you think we should do? Maybe we should call Salt Lake City Airport this hour and say, hey, I lost $100.
Can you get the number? I'll get the number and see if we can.
What happens?
We'll see if we can talk to the lost and found.
Give the date, time, and location. Say, by the way, I lost $100. Did anybody turn anything in that was $100? Nope, not to my knowledge.
It was wadded up, and that $100 is in the donut shop long
ago.
That's
exactly right. Yeah, that's our lunch. That was our lunch the day my grandson turned it in. So,
I'm sure.
Anyway, we're gonna do a case or no case. So let's kind of roll with case or no case, and let's get started, and then we'll tee it up and get the answers after the next break.
Now it's time to play case or no case.
Yeah, I like that part.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, I take you now to the fancy schmancy community of Woodmore, Maryland. That's right, friends. Woodmore, Maryland, just outside our great nation's capital of Washington, D.C.
Please tell me we're not doing the circumcision case.
It's all tied together.
So.
A man there wanted to replace the mailbox on his uppity upscale $1.2 million house.
Well, that's a low scale in the Bay Area of San Francisco scale house. Go ahead.
Who knows how old this case might be.
Yeah.
And he went to the Homeowners Association and said, I'm going to use a cedar slatted mailbox, kind of like the kind I had before, upgraded a little bit, but, you know, that's what I want to use. I'm going to replace it. And they said, no, you may not. You will put in an aluminum mailbox. In fact, we want one with that big...
No soup for you!
That's right. Big, fancy W right on the front of it for Woodmore. I don't care what your last name is. We want a W. And if you don't do it, we're going to start fining you $100 a week up to a $10,000 maximum. Take it or leave it. And so I ask you, ladies and gentlemen, and I'll start with you, Mr. Penny, because I rarely start with you.
That's good.
Is this a case... or no case. The Homeowners Association says, we'll tell you what kind of mailbox to put in, and the one we want you to put in costs $500 plus installation. Now,
okay.
Case or no case? And if so, outcome, if you please.
Sure. I'm going to say, I'm going to cut to the chase. This is a case. I'm assuming when they bought their house, Todd's smiling because that means it's this. The problem is, this is a clear-cut case to me. It's easy. So that's why I'm worried. But I'm going to say it's a case, and he signed, you know, when they buy the house, they've got to sign the CC&Rs. That's standard. They can't usually buy a house without the CC&Rs.
And CC&Rs is covenants and restrictions against your title.
Exactly
that
right.
means that you have to follow certain rules.
Which is rules, and the rule probably is you have to put a certain type of box on there, and they dictate what type of box. And I think the Homeowners Association wins, and he has to put the metal box up. That is so basic and so simple and such an easy case, I worry that I'm wrong. But that's what I'm going to stick to. I'm going to keep it simple. So the answer is yes, case. Homeowners win. The individual loses. He has to put the $500 box up.
Hmm. All right, Denise, what do you think?
Well, I was not looking at you. You're supposed to call on Todd next.
Well, I could tell you were avoiding my eye contact, so I thought, perfect, I'll ask Denise. Case or no case, Denise? And if so, what was the outcome?
1 minute.
Okay, well, it could be a case.
But is it a case?
No.
No case, Todd.
No case.
Okay.
Can I ask a question?
Yeah, sure.
Is this one of these things where we're going to say, well, I forgot to tell you about the fact that the mailbox have any issues with being in compliance with federal regulations for the U.S. mail? Because there's no issues with regard to that.
No trick.
What about as one of the Homeowners Association's members, do they own the mailbox company that produces them?
Oh, good question.
Todd, you have a quick answer, 30 seconds.
Quick answer is, yes, it's a case, and the homeowner loses.
We'll be right back. We got 15 seconds left, and then we're going to come back and find out if Todd, Denise, or Fred are winners.
I'm wrong.
Answer to case or no case.
Probably right.
Coming right up. Don't go away.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to radiolawtalk.com. Business needs growth to survive, and Accelerate U is in the business of growing your business. Accelerate U gets it. They have sales professionals, real top talent teams. Accelerate U has venture capitalists, and Accelerate U has strategic partners who roll up their sleeves and help you grow your business. It's what they do. They help people in business just like you. In fact, last year, Accelerate U launched 30 successful go-to markets for startup companies. With success like that, you can see why Accelerate U is able to only work with a select group of companies, perhaps yours. If you want to increase revenue for your business, call 916-BETTER-ZERO. That's 916-237-7370. 916-BETTER-ZERO. Come on, grab the phone. Make the call. Accelerate U. 916-BETTER-ZERO. Again, call 916-BETTER-ZERO for Accelerate U.
My name is Frederick Penny of Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers. I've assembled an excellent team of highly experienced personal injury trial lawyers. We understand the other side, which gives us a distinct advantage over our competition. At Penny & Associates, we will aggressively represent you and your family when someone has been injured in an accident. Remember, we don't get paid unless we win.
For a free initial consultation, go to pennylawyers.com or call 1-800-616-4LAW and ask for Frederick, Stuart, Rob, Kevin, Kent, or Will. That's Frederick Penny at Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers, 1-800-616-4LAW.
This is Denise Dirks. We can represent clients in divorce, legal separation, child and spousal support, custody, termination of parental rights, step-parent adoptions, guardianships, and even conservatorship matters. Call 1-877-886-7186 for a consultation.
The law offices of Denise L. Dirks provide family law services in Northern California. When the law affects your family, call 877-886-7186. The family of attorneys at Denise L.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
You're listening to RadioLawTalk.com. And now, back to your host, Frederick Penny.
Cal, give us an overview and who voted and did what.
All right, so the overview of the case is a fancy neighborhood in the community of Woodmore, just outside of Washington, D.C. A man wanted to replace the current approved mailbox on his fancy-schmancy house. Told the Homeowners Association he wanted to do so by using one similar to the one he put in before. And they said, no, we've made a change. What's that noise? Quit crinkling papers.
Donna is back there eating food. What do you got, Donna? What
so
is
much
it?
For the radio studio.
Oh, she has chips.
The
Jesus.
Sanctity of the radio studio here.
Jesus, behind cow.
What on earth? Is there a UFO in the room?
I'm not going to blame her for that.
Do it. Hey, Donna, go put it right next to him.
The only issue I have is that she didn't bring stuff in here for us.
Our call screener, wonderful. By the way, she's the lemon bar queen.
Yes, lemon bar queen. Yeah, so be nice to her. Oh, so anyway, the point is that the Homeowners Association said you may not replace that box with one of similar type. We've changed the rules, and you have to put in this aluminum, fancy, really cool box, and you've got it has to have a fancy W on the front for the name of our community, Woodmore, and they cost about $500 a piece. And Denise said it's not a case. Todd said it's not a case.
No, he said it's a case.
And the Homeowners Association prevailed.
And the HOA prevailed.
Yes.
Fred said it's a case, and the HOA prevailed.
Right.
Doing well with that so far?
Mm-hmm.
All right. So those of you who said it was a case, that would be Fred and Todd.
Yeah! Sorry, Denise, to mock you.
Means Denise gets skunked today. Now, those of you who said that the HOA prevailed, may I see by a show of hands?
Oh.
You know, I almost changed my answer based upon something that I
that
heard
you,
you
said
say
additional fact.
That I didn't hear initially, which
yep.
was that he wanted to replace it with an identical one or similar one
similar
to what
type,
he
yeah.
originally had, yep. and they had subsequently changed it.
Well,
I thought the same
the reason
thing.
I didn't overstate that point is I figured it was obvious that they had an approved type before because they were in a community that had the mailbox. They just,
yeah.
they changed the rules. Well, the judge said, you know what? What's next? A roof that costs $150,000? You guys are stepping over your bounds by a lot. You can't do this. It turns out, though, that it was not a money winner for the gentleman who filed the case. His legal fees came to about $35,000, or about 65 mailboxes he could have put them in. And as soon as he put back in the mailbox that he wanted to, somebody came, vandalized it, broke it off, broke the cedar post it was mounted on, and smashed it to pieces, even though many of his neighbors came and thanked him. And he obviously lived in a fancy neighborhood where he could afford to pay $35,000 in legal fees on a matter of principle. I'm glad he did. But the HOA did not prevail. The homeowner did. So each of you who guessed that got 1 point. Denise, I'm sorry to say,
I'm skunked.
Has not gotten any points today, which means our current score is Fred Petty, 68, Denise Dirks, 66, and Todd Kunin, 68. And that, ladies and gentlemen, is case or no case for this hour.
You know, you don't want to cross the HOA because, I mean, it's like, so I understand you got a problem with the CCNRs.
I know, right? Right?
So you want to build a mailbox, but you're not greasing the skids here.
Talk about the power they have.
So you got your mailbox. All right, hope nothing happens to it.
No, that was a nice little cedar mailbox you put in.
Hope you didn't have any valuable mail in the box when it met its untimely demise.
Would you like to buy some mailbox insurance?
And by the way, picture the guy standing there saying that with a cane in his hand and all bent over.
Your mailbox was filled with concrete and is now on the bottom of the Hudson.
Don't know how it got there. Must have fallen.
We wouldn't want in a tragic accident to befall that slip and slide you have in the backyard.
And Donna's still eating her Cheez-Its.
Yes.
That's what's important.
And riffling that envelope back there
in
the bag to make me crazy.
I told you I got a phone call, and shout out to USA Radio Network, as I am the legal correspondent or legal analyst for USA Radio Network, and Tim Berg, one of the great guys doing a good job of he's one of the news anchors, called me up and I opined. I didn't opine. I laid out some issues and facts on the Cosby case. So those of you who are listening, I want you to sit down And you have to draw out a diagram. This is so confusing. Okay, so let's back up. All right. Cosby is found guilty. O'Neill just recently came out this week and gave him 3 to 10 years.
Judge O'Neill.
3 to 10 years in prison, which, you know, Todd and I discussed off the air a few days ago, which means it could be between 3 and 10, depending upon how good he is in jail and, you know, all types of issues. He asked to be bailed out, and they said no, they denied bail.
They denied him home. What is it called? House arrest.
Mm-hmm. And now the issue is, and I said more than likely what's going to happen is his team is probably already prepped and set up at the time, and I think this came down on Tuesday, that they will do, they'll ask for a stay pending the appeal, because they're going to appeal this on a number of things, on two issues. I'm going to talk about the one issue, and I'll let Denise and Todd talk about the other issue of this tape. But the first issue is, and here goes the flow chart. Judge O'Neill at one time was running for district attorney in the county, and this is in Pennsylvania in a state court. And he was running against a guy by the name of Castor. And the two were running against each other, and as they ran against each other, Castor found out that O'Neill was, 1 minute left, I know, found to possibly have been doing something with one of the women DAs in his office, and it came out. And that person, basically O'Neill loses, to make a long story short, and the allegations are he was doing some with another DA in the office, and Castor becomes the district attorney. He meets with Cosby's team, and he doesn't think there's enough evidence, and he says, I'm not going to prosecute you, Cosby, and so what I'm going to do is I'm going to have an agreement with you that you will not be prosecuted so long as you, in the civil case where you're being sued, go ahead and testify.
And not claim your Fifth Amendment rights.
Not claim the Fifth Amendment. So Cosby, which is a sealed testimony, goes and testifies. And I'm going to come back, so keep your flowchart going, and I'm going to go through what happens and why there may be an appealable issue here. Appealable issue here. We'll be right back.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
Jason Rossback here with Fred Penny, managing attorney from Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers. Now, Fred, what type of cases are you dealing with now, and what sets you apart?
Jason, we help people with all types of personal injury cases. We're former insurance company trial lawyers. We understand the other side, which gives us a distinct advantage over our competition. Remember, we don't get paid unless we win.
That's Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers with locations throughout California. For a free consultation, go to PennyLawyers.com or give them a call, 1-800-616-4-LAW. That's PennyLawyers.com.
This is Denise Dirks. We can represent clients in divorce, legal separation, child and spousal support, custody, termination of parental rights, step-parent adoptions, guardianships, and even conservatorship matters. Call 1-877-886-7186 for a consultation.
The law offices of Denise L. Dirks provide family law services in Northern California. When the law affects your family, call 877-886-7186. The family of attorneys at Denise L. Dirks is here to help.
Hi, I'm Frederick Penny of Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers. I bet you're tired of hearing lawyer commercials. So just relax and listen to music for a few seconds. When you or a family member has been injured, call 800-616-4-LAW or see us at PennyAndAssociates.com. See, that wasn't so bad.
Many women have so many clothes in the closet, but then we go to get dressed and find we have nothing to wear. We've all been there. We all want to be comfortable and fashionable at the same time, and it's difficult to find clothing that makes that task effortless. But at Letty & Company, you can find trendy, comfortable clothing that is affordable. Things you'll want to wear every day. Shop with a purpose, online, with free shipping. Just go to LettyandCompany.com.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
We had a good outcome, and I hope that next week we have a process that people can be proud of.
Arizona Republican Senator Jeff Flake after saying he wouldn't vote to confirm Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh unless he found out more about the sex assault accusations against him. The Judiciary Committee asked the White House to make it happen, and the president said yes. The president's decision to go ahead and order the FBI investigation made good on his promise to listen to Republican senators. He said in a statement, "This update must be limited in scope and be completed in 1 week."
I would be happy to cooperate with the FBI, yes.
Democrats have repeatedly demanded an investigation. Ford says Kavanaugh attacked her when they were in high school. Kavanaugh says that never happened. You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Times are changing. The circus of politics, healthcare's low standards and high prices, and let's not forget food quality. What to do? Arm yourself with life-change tea at GetTheTea.com. In a world of chemical imbalance and poor air and water quality, it's time you make a move. Log on to GetTheTea.com and stock up on organic non-GMO supplements. Don't forget the tea. Cleansing your body never felt so good. And we have a brand new tea called Takedown Tea, which helps support healthy glucose. All natural body support so you can be at your best, naturally. All you have to do is log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. We're not a fad that comes and goes. We are the real deal. Join us and armor up. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Changing America's health one tea bag at a time.
Hear past episodes of Radio Law Talk on RadioLawTalk.com. Just click on the podcast tab. Happy listening.
Again, we're talking about the Bill Cosby trial. And by the way, I've talked about this before. I had one gal said, you know, he's still guilty. Let him go to jail. And look, we're not talking about, this is not an issue as to whether or not he's guilty or not. This is an issue for us as lawyers. What was everything done right? And because, you know, everybody is innocent until proven guilty, no matter what side you're on of the aisle. And this is a big issue that we all collectively believe may be an appealable issue. So O'Neill, before he was a judge, runs against Castor. Castor wins the district attorney's office in Pennsylvania. And then what Castor does, he agrees that he's not going to prosecute
Cosby,
and this agreement is, he says, if you do, you have to testify in the civil trial. And so Cosby gives up his Fifth Amendment right to self-incrimination, testifies, says some things that are clearly damning in the case.
He takes a deposition. Yep. He says damning things about himself.
About drugging a woman. And then what happens is Steele comes along and runs against Castor and says, oh, by the way, I'm going to prosecute Cosby and runs against Castor and wins. Now again, there's this agreement with quote Castor or slash the office. So Steele wins and then he starts prosecuting. By this time, O'Neill becomes a judge. Now in the Cosby trial, again, your flowchart's rolling, everybody. In the Cosby trial, Cosby's team, what do you think they bring up? There's already an agreement with the DA's office that they're not going to prosecute, and we, that is in Cosby, stepped out of his Fifth Amendment and testified, which he shouldn't have done, by the way. I mean, in normal
circumstances,
he wouldn't have done,
but for this agreement.
So what happens is Castor shows up in 2016 at the hearing before Judge O'Neill, who's hearing the Cosby case, and testifies under oath, yes, this agreement was with the DA's office, yes, it's valid, and yes, he went ahead and gave up his Fifth Amendment and detrimentally relied on us. And O'Neill, of course, doesn't mention to anyone that, hey, I had an issue with Castor in the past, and he, you know, brought this up about me having an affair with this other DA, and guess what? He says, not credible, I'm going to throw it out and ignore the agreement with Castor that Castor had with Cosby, and the case goes forward, and he's found guilty.
Now, that's big, because...
Why is it big, Denise? There's a few things that are issues here. Go ahead.
Well, first of all, he should have, at the very minimum, O'Neill should have disclosed to the parties that he had personal conflict with Castor. And so that's a witness in the case. He knows Castor, and he had to absolutely inform the parties. I know him personally, and I had, perhaps, I ran against him, and it could have been a little dirty of politics back then. That would have then given the parties the opportunity to ask for him to recuse himself or to bring a disqualification motion against O'Neill. He didn't do that.
So I just want to read really quickly from the Pennsylvania Code, Rule 2.11, Disqualification, Subdivision A. A judge shall disqualify him or herself in any proceeding in which the judge's impartiality might reasonably be questioned, including but not limited to the following circumstance. And the very first one is the judge has a personal bias or prejudice concerning a party, the party's lawyer, or personal knowledge of facts that are in dispute in the proceeding. And so, I mean...
Does it talk about witnesses, just out of curiosity?
Well, I think the fact that you got this, the caster, the lawyer coming in, testifying about what he agreed to, I think that... That would be...
That's a critical part of this whole case, is whether or not that agreement was valid. And Castor says it is. Here's the DA and the guy who did it on behalf of the district attorney's office. So it's not necessarily with Castor. It's with the office.
Yes.
Agrees to this. And now the judge says that's not credible, and he throws it out. Ooh, we're in trouble.
Two points. One, if the word of the state is no good, why would anybody enter into any agreement with any prosecutor in Pennsylvania going forward? I mean, if you can't trust the state's word on an agreement, when the agreement's not made with the man, it's made with the state.
With the county, in this case, the county.
Right.
Yeah.
And that's one thing that we had talked about during the break, which is it's the office of the district attorney. It might be filled by different DAs who are elected to that position, but it is the district attorney's office. And, you know, in law school, we talk about this concept of agency, somebody who's authorized to speak on your behalf. And if the office of the district attorney authorized the individual at that time, Castor, to enter into an agreement with Cosby, then that ought to be honored because the agency's principles still apply.
Yeah, but that's as to the agreement. Now, we know that O'Neill threw out that agreement. But on top of that, O'Neill has a duty to disqualify himself if he knows a witness and he's going to judge a witness based upon his personal knowledge of his
credibility.
Exactly.
And he doesn't like this guy. That's obvious.
That's
the guy...
Right.
Pounded him saying you had an affair with one of my DAs.
Yes, and put the people that he had the affair with up on the on his podium with him and had him publicly support Castor over O'Neill.
I just want to point out one thing. In California, and that's where we are based, and I assume that Pennsylvania has similar laws, but in California there are at least two mechanisms for the recusal of a judge. One is the judge recusing his or herself, and the other is the attorney recusing under Code of Civil Procedure 170.6, recusing the judge. In order for an attorney to be able to make that known, it would be incumbent upon the judge to at least inform them so that the attorney can make the decision whether or not to recuse the judge. And it did not appear, if Pennsylvania has the same provisions, and I would be shocked if they did not, it did not appear that the judge ever informed anybody so the attorney could at least make the decision, if you're not going to recuse yourself, judge, then I should. And we talked about the integrity of the conviction and preserving the integrity of the conviction? In my not-so-humble opinion, the recusal of this judge should have been by both the prosecution and the defense. The defense because we don't want you to rule against us, and the prosecution because if I do get a conviction, this is an issue that could completely undo everything I've worked for.
Right.
But in Pennsylvania, does the judge have the option of recusing himself, or does he have to wait for a motion from one of the...
No, he has
the
duty.
The code section
duty
that I just
it
read
says duty,
is his duty. He must disqualify himself.
So he should have, when the case started, said, listen, before we get started here, folks, I have an announcement to make.
Well, at least not recuse himself, but say, here's a possible conflict. What do you guys want to do?
I see.
That's at least that's what
because he
saying.
Knows the witness. If he knew the parties, he had to do the same thing. And if he feels he cannot be unbiased, then he has the duty to recuse himself. He doesn't even have to do the informed consent to him. He has a duty to recuse himself.
This is not on a minor issue. Let's say he didn't, and it was a minor thing that this person was testifying. This is a major part of the case.
This looks like it can't be impartial.
Yes. Does this agreement hold up? If it does hold up, they can't prosecute Cosby. He's out. He's walking free.
That's right.
If it does not hold up, which Judge O'Neill says it does not hold up, then he goes to jail, which is what he's doing. And so it's a major crossroad that, in my humble legal opinion, and again, we don't know every little fact because we haven't read every detail, but assuming those facts, O'Neill should have at least brought it up.
What other grounds of appeal do you see, Todd?
Yeah, there's one other thing about the...
I think there's two.
Two others. There's one with the tape.
Well, and this is an interesting one. So Bill Cosby's wife, Camille Cosby, has come out and said that the prosecutor intentionally used falsified evidence. This was a surreptitiously recorded phone call that Bill Cosby had made, and she is alleging that the phone call was doctored. The audio recording was doctored to make it sound like he made certain admissions that he had not made. And her team, the legal team, has since sent this phone call that was used in evidence in the trial, has sent that to a forensic expert who has said, absolutely, this was a doctored phone call. And so it raises a question.
Doctored recording of a phone call.
Doctored recording of a phone call.
There was omissions in the recording.
And it raises this question. First, this could be an ineffective assistance of counsel argument against Bill Cosby's attorneys by not getting that forensic report sooner. Or B, if there was something in the discovery and the use of the prosecution in not getting them this material sooner that precluded their use of an expert, now the prosecutor has a discovery violation, arguably a Brady violation for not turning over potentially exculpatory evidence. That goes not only to a retrial, but could affect the license of the attorney.
They could have falsified it, too.
That's true. And we will probably talk about more of this after the break. We're down to 15 seconds.
Yeah, we're going to be back right after this.
Hey, stay with us.
855-Yo.
Say the number again, Fred. My fault.
855-LAW-RADIO or tweet us at Radio Law Talk.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Stocks and options trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Hey guys, it's Scott Bauer here, CEO of Prosper Trading Academy. Are you looking for a super hot stock tip? Here at Prosper, we are always looking for exciting opportunities in the markets. And right now, all my students are salivating over this stock we are watching. In fact, I've got this hot stock written down right here, and I'm about to text it to you for free. I just need to know where to send it. Simply text HOT to 48542, and I'll text it to you instantly. How do I know this stock is so hot? Well, I'm a former CBOE market maker for Amazon Options, former vice president of Goldman Sachs, and I have over 25 years of professional trading experience. I'm telling you, this stock is hot. But be warned, the stock may move soon, so you need to claim it before it does. Text HOT to 48542, and I'll text you this hot stock instantly. Text HOT to 48542, and I'll text you this hot stock instantly. Message and data rates may apply.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
You're listening to RadioLawTalk.com. And now back to your host, Frederick Penny.
Still talking about the different avenues that Bill Cosby. Again, we are saying we are not political. This is not an issue to us lawyers as to get guilt or innocence. Our issue is whether or not things were properly done in the courtroom and outside the courtroom, because we truly believe that us three lawyers, no matter what side of the aisle you're on, the integrity of the system and the integrity of the courts is utmost important.
Absolutely. And we've got O'Neill. He did the first trial. Remember that the first trial ended in a hung jury. And there was a mistrial. And then the.
She can't look at Todd. Todd is staring at her now. Todd, stop.
And so another pivotal issue is the fact that O'Neill in the first trial did not let more than three other witnesses testify. But in the second trial, he let five witnesses testify. And he based this decision on a legal doctrine of implausibility. He said if there are five witnesses that are also saying that this is a pattern of conduct that they experienced at the hands of Mr. Cosby, that it is implausible that anybody could not believe that this is a pattern of conduct.
And here's the thing for appeal that I've got with the problem that I've got with this that might also underscore an argument that the judge was biased and why he needed to disclose the conflict. And it's for this reason. If this doctrine of implausibility
are you saying that it did not exist in the first trial and that this is a novel and new idea that has just come up? Because in the first trial, you said three witnesses was okay. It ends up in a hung jury. And now you're saying five witnesses are necessary. So why is it that you limited it in the first trial and now you're allowing it here? And I mean, if this was a new legal theory, I get it. It didn't exist in the first trial. You can't make that argument.
No, so, I totally agree with
you. And so we've got a problem here. And, you know, we were also talking, and this is sort of reading the tea leaves, so to speak. But if you recall what I was saying about this tape that came in, one of the theories that Cosby's lawyers on appeal might try to say is ineffective assistance of counsel for not bringing in the expert to challenge the authenticity of the tape in the middle of the second trial. And I would note that another news story that has come out is that the lawyers for the trials are seeking unpaid legal fees and suing Cosby to the tune of nearly $400,000.
This is his third set. The first one sued him for $50,000, and now the second group sued him for almost $300,000.
And my point is, again, I don't know what it will all be clearer once we see the documentation filed on appeal. We'll know exactly what grounds they're raising. But if you're trying to connect some sort of dots and just to try to prognosticate what may be the issue, if you've got a potential claim for ineffective assistance of counsel coupled with the counsel complaining that they have not been paid, then maybe two and two are equaling. We'll see how this plays out.
Right.
But I can tell you that aside from Cosby and his lawyers, you know, if this was a discovery issue by the prosecutor, where the prosecutor delayed or did not turn over something to the defense that the defense later learned about and found out that that could be exculpatory. Exculpatory means something that would tend to indicate
give him a defense
or lead to him being found not guilty.
Right.
That is not only grounds for a new trial. That is the kind of stuff that prosecutors can be sued individually for.
For prosecutorial
misconduct,
right?
They can lose their license. I don't know if you ever recall the Duke lacrosse case. This is where a group of lacrosse team players for Duke University were accused of gang raping this woman that had gone, and the prosecutor withheld a mountain of evidence, including denials, DNA evidence that said it was somebody else. The prosecutor believed her and not them and didn't turn it over.
Even her other false allegations
against
other people.
And that prosecutor, I don't know what he's doing, but he ain't practicing law, and he's got, I think, like a $2 million judgment in a subsequent civil suit hanging over his head. As prosecutors, you have prosecutorial immunity for almost everything that you do. You can't be come after personally for filing for pursuing prosecution against somebody else unless you mess with discovery.
Well, it's quasi-prosecutor, you know, immunity. It's only quasi because you can get, if you do something individually wrong, that's when you can get sued.
And it's when you go outside the purview of your prosecutorial role. That's why sometimes prosecutors are a little leery to be reviewing search warrants on behalf of law enforcement officers, because search warrants are an investigatory function, not a prosecutorial function.
Got it.
And so they get a little leery of that. If they stay within the purview of pure prosecution, they're fine unless they mess with discovery, and that is something that.
So we're definitely going to follow this appeal and look at the grounds for appeal, and we'll follow up. That'll be many, many months in the future.
Yeah, and we talked about this during the break. The Kavanaugh thing we can talk about. We've decided not to talk about it at this point or to get into it in depth because there is a lot going on by next Saturday we're going to be able to talk about because of the FBI investigation. We're not going to get into political parts of it. We're going to get into what are the laws and issues of innocence, whether or not a person can be found guilty, what evidence, all this stuff, and how it's a little bit different in court and a Senate hearing. There's a difference here. So yeah, we're going to get into that a little bit later. Cal?
I'm just thinking, I hope we get to the botched operation, John.
We're getting to that right now.
We're getting to that right now.
I was just going to say, so what happens? A boy wins $31 million in a lawsuit due to a botched circumcision. Here's the interesting thing. This individual, these parents brought this child in. And here's where it gets the issue. He was severely deformed because it was botched. And we're not going to – I don't want to get into details how it was botched.
Not necessary.
But the thing that was the big issue was they sent him home. After it was botched, instead of trying to save part of his
– to do a reattachment.
To do a reattachment, right, or to fix things, they sent him home. Instead of keeping him there and taking him to the emergency room or doing something, the little boy goes home. And then after that, it was too late to do proper attachments, and he has been scarred for life.
How many surgeries now did they say he's had? I mean, dozens and dozens of surgeries.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
Yeah. Infections, all kinds of nasty.
But they were saying, again, this is all allegations, but he won. Yeah. But the point is they said, apparently, if they would have taken care of it immediately after that, they could have saved him in a lot of issues.
So why is that not a criminal matter?
It might be. I don't know. It might be. I'm not quite sure.
Todd, am I missing something here?
Well, I think that on the one...
It's negligence more than it is intentional.
It's negligence, but listen to this. Okay, so if I, just theoretically, if I come at you and I have a knife, and let's say I stab you with the knife, I mean, that's going to be assault with a deadly weapon, and I've injured you.
Right.
Okay, well, doctors stab people all of the time. But they have consent, because it's part of a medical issue.
Right.
So the issue is not cutting somebody. The issue is, what is the purview of the consent? And we have medical malpractice all the time, where people in the middle of a surgery do something wrong. The only way this could really be criminal is if the doctor did something beyond the purview of the consent. We see this sometimes when, you know, a doctor goes in and they're supposed to perform some sort of surgery, and then some doctor, let's say a doctor's supposed to go in and perform some sort of like a D&C or something like that, and decides they're just going to go ahead and do a hysterectomy while they're in there.
Well, since you don't need that anymore, I'm going to take them out.
That would be a criminal offense, because it's way beyond the purview. I didn't consent to that form of invasion.
But isn't it criminal to not reattach a severed organ when you could have?
Yeah,
I think it's close, but in my opinion, that would borderline more on malpractice than criminality.
Okay, fair enough.
Yeah, professional malpractice.
They might have looked into it, but go ahead.
There's only 1 minute left, and I wanted to answer a question from our last show. We had one of our listeners called in, and they asked this question. They said, is Mel B's ex-husband, Stephen Belafonte, related to Harry Belafonte? And what we found out is that Stephen Belafonte changed his name, his surname, from Stansbury when he moved to Hollywood. So he is not at all related to Harry. So there's your answer, caller, and thank you for the question.
But when the daylight comes, he still wants to go home.
Exactly. Deo.
I don't know what that all means. We've made it through 3 hours again. We appreciate you being here. Thank you, Facebook Live listeners. We're going to try to do that again. Thanks, Todd, Denise, Cal, Donna. I'm Fred Pitney, your host of Radio Law Talk. See you next week.
Thanks for listening to Radio Law Talk. You have been listening to RadioLawTalk.com, a copyrighted presentation of Radio Law Talk, Incorporated.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call, 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.